It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in Austin, Texas. Today and next week, I'll be coming to you from South by Southwest, the annual gathering of musicians, techies, filmmakers, educators, and others in the Texas state capital. South by Southwest Interactive, now the largest portion of the event, is getting underway. And what better place to start than an Austin bar that is also under construction, Adrian Hill.
Brew and Brew.
Brew and Brew, as it's called. Learning Curve reporter Adrian Hill here has been in Austin all week looking at ideas around technology and education. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Ben.
Give me a sense of the scope when we're talking about South by.
So South by Southwest EDU, as best as I can tell, is a completely different experience than what is about to start with Interactive. It is a mellow couple of days. I think 5,000 people come to town for South by Southwest EDU.
Okay.
You got 30
plus. A veritable drop
plus.
In the bucket. Yeah, we're talking about 30,000 people all arriving right now.
Right at this moment.
What are some of the things that you experienced while you were here that sort of opened your eyes to what's going on in the tech ed space?
I think some of the things I found that surprised me were sort of at that level where we're talking some of the pushback against tech. There's lots of discussion of student data privacy, lots of discussion of emotional and social well-being of kids.
Uh-huh.
And I do think it sort of signals that we've moved on to this next level of thinking about adding tech to classrooms.
Marketplace Learning Curve reporter Adrian Hill. Adrian, it's great to hang out with you at a bar.
So fun, even if it's coffee. Let's be honest.
It's a little early.
It's early.
The music you just heard, by the way, is from one of Austin's most famous bands and a personal favorite, Spoon. We'll be playing music from Austin bands and bands headed to Austin for the music portion of South By while we're here. It's Friday. You know what that means. For a special Austin version of Silicon Tally, we're going to talk to Will Hurley, a.k.a. Whirly. He's an Austinite involved in the city's tech scene as the CEO of Honest Dollar. This is a company that is launching today at South by Southwest Interactive. It does financial services for people in retirement. Will, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I am ready.
All right. We're at a bar, but we're sober. So I think we're both at the top of our game at this moment.
I believe we are.
100 students. It has to do with studying space.
Number of astronomers at the University of Texas.
See, you're actually really warm. 100 is the number of students the University of Texas at Austin hopes to enroll in its newly announced master's degree program for space entrepreneurship.
Oh, wow.
All right, what do you got for me?
All right, 1 in 8 people.
1 in 8 people who are coming to Austin this week will not eat a taco.
That is a horrible guess because probably 100% of the people coming to Austin will eat a taco. No, 1 in 8 people in Austin actually work in high tech.
That's cool. All right, I got another number for you. You ready?
Totally ready.
Number 7. This has to do with Austin as a city.
Just number 7.
Where might Austin fall?
I mean, Austin, as a resident, I have to say, is number 1 in everything.
No bias
So it can't. I mean, yeah, that's completely objective.
I'll hit you with it. Nerdist recently named Austin one of the top 10 cities for women entrepreneurs.
Oh, we've got to be better than number 7. There's multiple women in tech groups. There's one, a women developers group, that has 400 or 500 members, which
that's solid.
Significant for that. So we'll have to get that number up, I think.
All right, what do you got for me?
I'm going to say 11 billion.
Can you give me a unit of measure? $11 billion.
Dollars
is projected to be spent on fancy parties for startups during South By over the next 5 years.
That's
actually a ridiculous guess.
That's actually a pretty awesome guess. It's actually 26% of the Austin payroll is made up of high tech, and that comes out to around $11 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Will Hurley, thank you so much for playing along, and good luck in launching your company, Honest Dollar, here at South by Interactive.
Thank you so much for having me.
This whole time we've been at a bar, and there's been a man who has been behind the bar, and now I've asked him to come around on the other side. Joining us now is Matt Wright. He's the co-founder of Wright Brothers Brew and Brew, a bar and coffee shop in East Austin. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
I love the idea of a place that serves two of the things that I live on, beer and coffee.
We're happy to provide them both.
So, Matt, tell me about the badge.
Well, the badge signifies that South By is actually here. because it's when the folks from Interactive show up and they've just gotten their credential and they walk in.
Big goofy looking lanyard.
Can't miss it. Right there, front and center in their chest, and you don't need it to order coffee.
Does it mean that they're going to be trying to ask you for free drinks because they think the badge gets them drinks?
No, the badge is more just like a signifier. So we know to give them a little extra guidance. Maybe steer them towards some local beers or local coffee beans, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But also to get a little bit of extra welcome. A little Texas hospitality.
Tell me about how this week is important for a business like yours.
For some people, it pays the rent for the year. For some people, it's just a really nice week. And for some people, I think it's just stressful.
Which one are you?
This year, we're trying to hopefully see some growth and maybe actually, you know, put a little money in the bank.
That's amazing that some people will pay the rent for the year from that one week.
The folks who are west of I-35, which is like the core of downtown,
yeah,
that's where all the big money is, and the numbers I hear are kind of amazing.
Matt Wright is the co-founder of Wright Brothers Brew and Brew, a bar and coffee shop in East Austin with a genius tagline that is verb in the morning, noun at night. Matt, thank you very much for talking with me.
Hey, great to be here.
By the way, you can follow our adventures at marketplace.org, where a bunch of our Austin coverage can be seen all week. There's also a blog, the Marketplace Daily Download. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.